We're going to take a step back from the electioneering and the poll projections to talk and listen with Jeff Farina. He spent the last 10 years fronting a Boston-based band named Karate. In that time, he's also released three solo albums. Karate has just released its sixth album, Pockets. And Jeff joins us here now in Studio 3A. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's a much bigger studio than we think. It's the Grand Canyon version of Studio 3A. You're going to start us off with a song. So, Vince, keep the echo in. And what are you going to play, Jeff?
This is a song about Rhode Island called Molasses to Rum.
Okay.
The bug bites underneath street lights. They foreshadow the rain. As the Atlantic swells and beats with pride, as if it owns this place. Where you can't walk without small talk, advice or lie. Well, he swears he's a sailor, but he's not even a swimmer. And I can say because I see him on my way to the water every day. Well, a country song is a country song. And I swear St. Francis, he would have sang along had he landed in Galilee and walked the fire road home with me. Quakers, Pacers, and slave traders, they all made their claim. As the island sun bronzed the hair of their young like molasses to rum.
Jeff Farina with us live here in Studio 3A. It's interesting you mentioned a lot of people who participated in the history of Rhode Island, the Quakers and slave traders. You left out surfers.
Yeah, I did leave out surfers. I'm a surfer myself, so I didn't want to talk too much about it, I guess.
If you're a surfer in Rhode Island, you must have... that's wetsuit country, isn't it?
It is. Thick wetsuit country.
Yeah. How are the waves?
They're really good. We have a really diverse coastline, so we get a lot of different types of breaks, and it's pretty good. It's better than most people think.
Let me ask you, do you consider yourself a songwriter?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I was sort of the person in the band starting off in punk rock bands that would sort of by default, you know, sing and write the songs, and then just kind of evolved. But I don't consider myself a stereotypical singer-songwriter, I don't think, and my band Karate is, I think that the way that Jeff and Gavin sort of interpret the songs is a little bit different than the typical scenario.
And the way you guys develop the songs is a little bit different. You're classically trained, all three of you, from the Berklee School of Music, is I guess where you guys met up, right?
We didn't meet there, but we all went there at one time or another.
Yeah. So this process, as I understand it, is not, you know, the Irving Berlin, let's sit down at a piano and knock one out.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
This takes months, as I understand.
Yeah. I mean, the way it works generally is I'll spend time a little, it takes months, but it's a little bit every day, you know, letting things kind of cool off. And if you have an idea one day, you know, a week later, it might sound different or something. So, but I go through a few months of writing and then, you know, I bring the songs usually to Jeff and Gavin and they, we kind of go through this thing together with the arrangements where we just, listen a lot, and we just play things over and over and kind of listen and kind of find our own little, you know, write our own parts. But there's definitely sort of this kind of writing process that goes on then too, I think, with the arrangements.
But when you perform, obviously there are solos in your songs and, mm-hmm. and space for people, but this is all pretty carefully controlled.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's both with karate. There's the songs are very pretty strict arrangements, and when there's improvisation, it's sort of you know, it's predetermined where that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little bit of both, I think.
You mentioned that the band, I guess, had a sort of a punkish sound at the beginning, or some people identify it with emo. Sure sounds different today.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think that was always, you know, people sort of need to, you know, talk about it or write about it a certain way, and we kind of fell into that, but I don't think we ever really felt that comfortable.
Bands, as they change their musical character over the years, and this band's been together a long time, for longer than a lot of bands and longer than a lot of marriages, for that matter. you know, their tensions develop as styles change. I don't want to play that, you know. How's the band held together, 10 years now?
I don't know. It's really, you know, a part of it is that we take it year by year, and we, you know, everybody, we sort of create a scenario where everybody kind of wants to do it. So, you know, right now we put out this record in September, and we have like four different tours happening over the next probably 9 months or something. And that's really the only commitment. I think, you know, it's got to be something that we all are sort of enjoying in real time, and just something where we, you know, sort of want to be there every night playing, and kind of keep it in the, you know, kind of think of each show just kind of one by one.
I think everybody listening now is saying, shut up, Neil, let's hear another song.
This is a an old Secret Stars song that I wrote about 12 years ago. The Secret Stars was a band with my friend Jody Bonanno, and it goes out to all the people who have been listening to us and karate for 10 years and longer. It's called Shoo-In.
To dinner with me, we'll walk down the main street all dressed up, we'll make time for coffee. I know the caffeine makes you mad. Just this once, won't you do it for me? 'Cause up in heaven, you're a shoo-in. If you open up your heart to me, let's go driving tonight. Take Al's Comet, he'll never know. Top it out at 95. I know my driving makes you mad, but just once, won't you do it for me? 'Cause up in heaven, you're a shoo-in. If you open up your heart to me,
Jeff Farina in Studio 3A. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. The act, your guys, Karate, are based in Boston and Rhode Island, but you actually work at a place called The Grange. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I live there. It's my friend Jody, who I was in the Secret Stars with years ago. Her and I were looking for a studio space for a long time, and we found a big old Grange Hall. It's actually the first Grange Hall that was in Rhode Island. And we did a government program, a HUD program, that allowed for the renovation of historic properties. Mm-hmm. And we built mostly, it's about 75% studio space and some living space. And we've had different friends of ours that were sort of in the same, who are artists who are sort of in the same predicament that we were in, who needed studio space or needed a place to work for 6 months or a year, live with us over the past, I guess, 5 or 6 years now, or even longer, 7 years. And that's it.
So sort of an ad hoc collective in a way.
It is. It's really informal. I mean, it's just, you know, the people who have lived there are basically people who we've known and everything. So, but it is in a sense.
Grange was, of course, an agrarian movement. You tend to think of a Grange in Indiana, not in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are tour all over this country and abroad as well. In fact, I think some of the bedrock of your financial success lies overseas.
Yeah, we've had good luck over there. We took some advice and sort of waited until we had a few records out to go over. And for some reason, we went over and had, in 1998, we had a great tour. And since then, we've been sort of going back and trying to nurture it. And we've met a lot of people, done different projects. We did a live record in Italy, and we just recorded in Holland. And it's just sort of snowballed. And, you know, we go over there. We play probably as much or more over there than we do here.
Is it same scene, clubs, or is it festivals, that sort of thing?
Well, it's different. There are festivals, and the clubs, there's a lot of sort of art centers and community centers that we play over there. The attitude, I think, and the sort of government sponsorship of art and music over there is really different than it is here. So we're pretty lucky we can go over there and play in bigger venues and sometimes for more people.
And you're just on your way to Japan.
Yep. Yeah, in a couple of weeks we're going to go to Japan for the first time, so that's exciting.
Okay, Jeff, I know you have one more tune for us, an instrumental. Why don't you take us out?
All right.
Jeff Farina, thanks very much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff Farina was here with us live in Studio 3A. He played in Washington, D.C. Just a couple of nights ago. As he mentioned, he'll be off to Japan and then touring the West Coast after that. I'd like to thank him and his people for making this happen. We appreciate it. Also like to thank, I would thank Cal Southworth and Vince Muse, our technicians, for making it all sound so good, but they had too much fun. In Washington, stay tuned to NPR, by the way, for election news. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.